staying with a long shotgun here, and we're going to punt this one away. Good kick there, 66, the punter, Peter Pinno. Nice kick all the way back to the 18-yard line. Returned by number four down the left sideline. One player to beat. And a nice return by number four, Ryan Stone, the 5'9 senior. We're going to see Stone playing full offense and full defense.
And I'll tell you what, number 69, Cody Mousoff, just threw a tremendous block down there that helped pick up another 12 yards on that return.
Well, he took that at about the 14-yard line and brought it all the way back. So we're going to start at about the 39. For the Deckerville Eagles. First and 10, if you're just joining us, this is WLEW Sports, 102.1 FM, 9:58 to go here. No score in the first quarter. Deckerville Eagles, North Huron Warriors. And a nice handoff off the left side, getting some big yardage in a big hole. Number 33 is going to carry that one. Danny Wolf, the senior, off the left side for the Deckerville Eagles. That could be a first down.
Yeah, that was just a nice run. Like you said, a nice hole right off the left-hand side. Shane Maurer brings him down, but that is going to be a first down.
Deckerville Eagles break over the ball. First and 10 on their 47-yard line. The Deckerville Eagles, if you're looking at your radio, the Eagles are to your right, the North Huron Warriors to your left. And a handoff up the middle, almost a good fake there, but it was a handoff straight up center. Calling for a loose ball, but the fullback still has it, so the carry is going to be Ryan Stone, and Ryan will pick up a good 5 or 6 yards on that carry.
And though he might not get credited with the tackle, number 66, Peter Pinot was the one that slowed him down and kept that from being a big play.
See, Travis Fisher, the coach for the North Huron Warriors, he's working the team over there saying, guys, I want you to see what's going on here. We're giving up too much up the middle. So let's see what happens on this play. It is second down and 5 to go with 9 minutes to go in our first quarter. Deckerville Eagle with the ball. Number 10, Dylan Patello, the quarterback. Quick handoff off the right side, and they are close to a first down and should be beyond another first down as they plow it all the way through to the 40-yard line, and our officials say first and 10. So be first and 10 on the Warriors' 40-yard line.
Yeah, that was another nice run off the right. The Deckerville's just getting right past that off or defensive line of North Huron's a little bit too quickly, and North Huron's going to have to find something to stop that.
And Warriors have got some big kids up front here there, but Deckerville Eagles have got some real power off the line. We're going to go with two backs out of the pro set. Number 10, Patello, the quarterback for the Eagles. Hand up to the fullback up the middle and still going to power his way. Wow, look at that. About 6 yards, and he was covered by North Huron Warriors.
Yeah, I think those 6 yards, I think he was carrying one white jersey for every yard gained.
Danny Wolf. The 5'9 senior, 185 pounds, that guy's got to be all muscle. He carried at least 3 to 4 Warriors a good 4 yards on that carry. He got hit early, but boy, kept the legs moving and did just exactly what the coach wants him to do. So number 10, Dylan Patello, ran to the sideline, back out with the call. Coach Bill Brown sends him back in, and we're ready to go. It'll be second down and 4 to go with 7:53 to go in our first quarter. Deckerville Eagles and the North Huron Warriors. WLEW Sports, and we're going to have a timeout here by head coach Bill Brown. So with that timeout, we'll take a quick timeout, and we'll be right back after this.
Get a $750 instant rebate when you install a Hydron Module geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. This is Matt Reaver. Hydron Module geothermal systems are affordable, highly efficient units that significantly reduce your heating and cooling cost. Best of all, every Hydron Module geothermal unit comes with a lifetime compressor warranty. Install now and get a $750 instant rebate and a 30% federal tax credit. So be prepared for winter and get a whole lot more for less with a Hydron Module geothermal unit from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens to your car, home, or business. In this moment, get an agent who'll protect you in that moment. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
Hi, this is Brad Stone, your local independent insurance agent at Stone Insurance Agency in Deckerville. Call for a no-obligation quote at 810-376-2915.
Back at Deckerville Field and a handoff up the middle. straight up the center, and this time the Warriors do a little damage. You stop them at least for 2 yards. That's the shortest gain so far by the Deckerville Eagles. We got 7:34 to go. It'll be third and two for the Deckerville Eagles. You're joining us on 102.1 FM WLAW Sports.
Yeah, that was number 54, Logan Berry, on the tackle. Logan is one of the seniors on North Huron that did not play football last year, so he didn't get a taste of that playoff action.
And he's out there starting some action right tonight, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Here we go. Two backs set in the backfield. Snap, handoff up the middle to number four. Just goes to the fullback, nothing special. And a fumble on the field. Ryan Stone, number four, the senior, is going to pick up some big yardage, fumbles it, and will recover his own fumble down on about the 24-yard line. 25-yard line is where they mark it at.
Yep, it was that extra effort that he gave that it's so important but can sometimes come back to bite you. But luckily he recovered the ball.
Well, I think what we're going to have to see here is the North Huron Warriors starting to blitz. If they can't wait on the line and do some stopping right now, but still early in the game as the coaches figure out exactly what's going on. But you've got some big boys out there for the Deckerville Eagles. Here we go, first and 10 in motion. Number four, hands off, runs to the left side. He's got a nice block out there by 33 with a dive, and he'll take it down to the 12 or 13 yard line.
You mentioned that block by number 33. That was Danny Wolf, and he did. That was a nice block that helped spring that play for what it was, another first down for Deckerville.
Nice carry by number four, Ryan Stone, lined up far on the right side of the backfield. Handed off in front of the quarterback. He just ran right along the line of scrimmage as fast as he could to the left. There was a nice block, and Stone picked up some big yardage. It'll be first and 10 on about the 13-yard line. They mark it right on the right side hash mark, nearest to the tower. So it's going to be quarterback keeper rolling out the right side. Quick pass and overthrown intended from number 10, Dylan Patello, to number 22, Colton Palmer, the 6'1 junior. I thought maybe he'd just pull it up and run it in.
I thought maybe he would too. It looked like he had a little bit of room over there. But it's easy to say when you're up in the booth and not being chased down
when
by
you,
an angry
when
defensive end.
When you have some 200-pound defensive end chasing you down. So that'll make it second and 10 with 6 minutes, 9 seconds to go here in the first quarter, Deckerville Field. Back out of the pro set. Patello, handoff in the middle. Number 33. Oh, he blows out through a bunch of blocks. Danny Wolf, the senior, will put 6 on the board early on with 6:02 for the Deckerville Eagles.
You know, Kurt, he just took that right up the middle.
Wow.
And to me, it looked like North Huron was just trying to tackle him too high every time. And
yep,
that's not going to work. Not against these guys. These are big, strong runners.
Everybody hit him. Probably the lowest might have hit him at the shoulder pads. And about 3 North Huron Warriors bounced off of him. So Danny Wolf, a strong run up the middle, put 6 on the board with 6:02 to go here in our first quarter. So we'll go for the extra point. And they decide to run it in, handoff up the middle, and all kinds of room. Kyle Dorr, 5'7", senior, will run it off of the right guard's tail, right up the middle, almost untouched. And so we've got a score right now with a score of 8-0, 6:02 to go in our first quarter here of football with the Deckerville Eagles and the North Huron Warriors. Now we do have one score in, or one final with a forfeit. Owen Gage in the Michigan School for the Deaf, and I believe that is a win for Owen Gage. So we were advertising the game, and they must have had a forfeit announced at some point today. But that goes in the win column for Owen Gage. Well, beautiful night. It could be a long night for the North Huron Warriors if they don't figure out, Chad, how to get those shoulder pads down, something at least waist level, and start slowing down these great big Deckerville Eagles. And, you know, the Warriors aren't small. We've got a big team out there for the North Huron Warriors.
Oh, there's some
big,
strong
kids
over there. Oh, yeah, there are. And you know that that Coach Fisher and Coach McIntosh preach that every day. You know that they're taught to hit low, and it's just a matter of they got to get out there, get these jitters out of their system, and start playing some football.
And that's what it is a lot of times, 10 times out of 10. You get a team out there, they're prepped and ready to go, but it is first game jitters.
Yep. And they're a young team.
A very young team for the North Huron Warriors. All right, we're ready to go for a kickoff here with 6:02 on the clock, first quarter. Now a little better boot this time. taken on the 25-yard line by the Warriors. Running it off to the left side, number